Audiomo, day 24, part 2. So this is another story, because I promised a friend I'd record an audio version of it. And it's this is one of the Thursday Threads flash fictions, where you would get given a particular phrase, and it was a line from the previous winner is chosen as the prompt for the next competition. And this particular prompt was, do I get a head start? And here's my entry. And it's called, Ease Fates, Yes? The visitor entered the gypsy tent, sat down, and blurted to the veiled partition. How do I get a head start? I mean, with my life, I just can't seem to get a break. He continued hesitantly. Is anyone here? A manicured hand parted the curtain and waved a small brass crank until the man reluctantly took it. This is a cranial crank, young man's, came a voice dripping with European mystery. Place in the left ear to start your brain, yes? And in the right ear to stop it, yes? Are you seriously expecting me to ease an head start, you revolting ears? The hand gave a thumbs up, then withdrew behind the veil. Left to start, right to stop. $5 on the table, yes? I don't understand. When I said head start, I'm not sure it's meant literally. It's a metaphor. Ease metaphors, yes. Take, $5. The hand reappeared and pointed forcefully at the dish on the table. $5, please. Will it help, yes? Yes? The man deposited $5 in the dish and left. On his way out, he stuck the handle in his left ear and gave it a comic twist. He laughed then, thought better of it and dropped the brass crank on the table, but left the money. The deep sea had been worth that much, he chuckled to himself as he left. And so it begins, the voice whispered. At least not choose rights. We have enough Republicans, yes? Hope you enjoyed it. Good night.